And I can tell you, I came specially this year for this conference because I was thinking not to come again, but when the idea of making an English conference came out, I thought to try this because I love to meet youth. Although my English will not be that good, but I'm trying to express myself, but I can see you in you the future of the church. So I came specially for you, and I hope I can help you to grow in Christ and to be filled with the Spirit. The theme made by Abuna Matthew and my weakness, be filled with the Spirit. This will be the theme of the conference, covering all the lectures and the workshop and even the songs and the quiet time. So it's better to focus on this, be filled with the Spirit. And as Abuna Matthew said, it's in Ephesians chapter 5, you can see on the pamphlet, page 2. St. Paul said, "Do not drunk with wine, where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit." So as we see people away from God, going in this way to be drunk with wine, we people of God are drunk in another way. We have the Spirit to fill our heart, and in this way we are happily drunk in loving Christ. So we are living as drunk, loving God. So this is the meaning of be filled with the Spirit. Mean that you love God more and more as if you are drunk in love. If you can see the nice pamphlet your servants had made, we have four passages to memorize. In our conferences for the youth and servants in Egypt, we used to encourage everyone to memorize one passage at least per conference. So by doing this, they grow in their relationship with the Bible, and the verses of the Bible can purify their hearts. So we have Psalm number 42. It's related to the meaning of be filled with the Spirit, related to the deer pant for the water, and also another passage from St. John chapter 15, when the Lord was talking about the Holy Spirit and how will help us to be fixed in Christ. Another passage from Philippians chapter 4, those who are filled with the Spirit, what kind of life they can live, how happy they are, how satisfied all the time they are. And the last passage from Isaiah chapter 55, again, for those who are thirsty to the water of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and how can they get this water. So please try to memorize at least one of these passages during the conference. If you are staying for the 3 days or at least 2 days, please find some time to memorize one of these. And I think we have some gifts for those who will memorize at least one of these passages. As you can see, there are many good icons. The icon of the Samaritan, I think this is the Samaritan woman, right? On the page of the page number 7. And there is a good title by St. Macarius the Great, Abu Ma'ar. St. Macarius the Great, he is the one who taught the church that to be filled with the Spirit is the main goal of our Christian life. He is the one who made it clear for all Christians that to be filled with the Spirit is the main goal of our Christian life. So I would love if you can read this this subject made by St. Macarius, and you can see also another icon of the Holy Spirit making saints. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one who create saints, different saints. They are not the same in their gifts, but they are all holy by the Holy Spirit. And this is the common icon of Saint Macarius. Also, there is another title by Saint Didymus, the blind. He was one of the friends of Saint Antonius, Saint Anthony. The Holy Spirit is the incorporeal producer of wisdom and sanctification, the main source of wisdom, the holy wisdom, or the heavenly wisdom, is given by the Holy Spirit. So in order to be wise and to live your life wise and to catch the kingdom of heaven, you need this power of the Holy Spirit to know the wisdom of God and also to be sanctified. Another one by Saint Cyril of Alexandria. He was, you know, the Pope of Alexandria, number 24. You know, the number of our patriarch now is 118. So he was number 24th, and he was a great man in patrology, in patristic studies, and he's speaking about the Holy Spirit transformers. I wish you can read all these lectures in order to fix the idea of be filled with the Spirit, because it's kind of prayer. We need to pray for these days and for the whole life, just fill me with your Spirit. And this is the main goal of our conference. Again, I'm really happy to meet all of you. I wish and pray that we come out from this conference happy to meet each other and to enjoy time with God. And you know, the session will go this way. Each session we will start with this great band and great choir, and then we will have lecture not exceeding 30 minutes, and then we have some time for questioning and then the break. So you have time for questioning and for singing and listening to the lecture. All the lectures will be on the same theme of be filled with the Spirit, but with different aspects, so we can cover the whole subject from different angles. I wish I can know all of you by name. I will try, but I'm not sure if I can. It's not easy. But I'm really happy to see all of you, and I thank my dear fathers for joining this night. As said by Abuna Matthew, tomorrow will be the Mass, and we used to pray the Mass all days of any conference. So for tomorrow and after tomorrow we have the liturgy from 7 to 9. I wish I can see all of you sharing in the liturgy and getting the communion together. So there will be some changes with the schedule. We are going to tell you hour by hour what's next, so if any change you can know. My first lecture will be about St. Peter. I love this man. Where are you, Peter? Where you stand? Let's read the passage. Comes in Luke chapter 5. The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So it was at the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and towed the multitude from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." You know, this day was like a great day in the life of Saint Peter. And on this, we can see some kind of steps to be filled with the Spirit. I'll explain to you what are steps in this story that simplify the idea of how can one be filled with the Spirit, step by step. First of all, let's ask ourselves, does God demand us to get closer to people or to stay away from people? You know, sometimes we believe that it's better to stay away from people. And in other words of God, we think that we should stay among people. And we actually do not know what to do and where and when and how to do this or that. So this will help us to understand the story of Saint Peter. The story started when Saint Peter was just a listener. And he had to listen to the sermon given by Jesus Christ himself. Because you know, we are in chapter 5 of St. Luke. In chapter 4, our Lord Jesus Christ went to his house and he cured his mother-in-law. Remember the story of the healing of his mother-in-law? And on that night, the day before this one, you know, all the village sick people came on the door of St. Peter to ask for help. And the Lord put his hand on most of them and he cured all. So St. Peter felt happy that he was a great man in his village and his mother-in-law did not die. But though, after this great night, on the second day he went fishing and he went back to his normal life and he spent the whole night trying to get fish and he was a big failure. And on the early morning he found that the Lord asking him, "If you please let me get into your boat so I can speak to the people standing on the shore." You can imagine if the Lord standing among you, he cannot preach to everyone. But if he step few meters away, he can see the people and they can see him. That's why he chose to be in the boat of St. Peter and just to step few steps in the sea so they can see him and he can see them. So by doing this, St. Peter was in the boat and the Lord was also in the boat and the Lord started to give his sermon, and St. Peter had to listen. Although he was sleepy, he was tired, he was frustrated, he was not happy, but he should listen. There is no way out because this is his boat, and you know, the Lord Jesus Christ inside his boat. So the first step of filling by the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit, just listen. You need to listen to the Word of God. Although you might not be ready to any kind of change, you are not happy changing, you are satisfied with your life, you are thinking of your career or your study or your problems or your friends. So St. Peter was not the guy who intended to be a man of God. Actually not. He was a fisherman and he liked his career and he was happy fishing, but you know, on that day he was very much frustrated. It was written that it was at the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. So there was the multitude. You know, the first step, just be one among the multitude following God. And most of you are on this stage. That you are just one of many. You are just listening to the word of God as any of your family members or your friends. You are just one among others. But this is, you know, not the end of the story. Being one of thousands is not the target for God. Actually, God's plan is to choose you, yourself, to be His man, to be His son, to be His daughter, to be His servant, to live your life dedicated to Him. This is the plan of Christ for each and every one of us, by the way. But it started this way, being just one of many. And being one of many, you know, you may be not happy with the people around. Actually, St. Peter was not that kind of a welcoming man or careful to others. I think he was one of a kind who do not love people enough. And you know, at this stage, you have no mission. You have no message to others. You just live your life for yourself. This is the first step. You are listening to the word of God. You are not aiming at any kind of change. You are just one of many. And you are not happy being failed in many aspects. Then the first order came. The first advice made by the Lord Himself asked Him to put out a little from the land. Just move out little away from people. Just move out. Put out a little from the land. And this is the second phase or the second stage. You know, if you move in a boat few meters inside the sea, you can see easily that the people are coming, you know, far and smaller. And by getting into the sea, you are seeing people getting smaller and smaller. So, St. Peter now, he's getting closer to Christ, and people are getting smaller or far away from him. And this is the second stage, the second phase. That one is getting more closer to God. He is the one who enjoys listening because he is the nearest one to God Himself. But now people are away from him. You know, I think at this stage still St. Peter is not ready for any kind of changing or transformation. He is just enjoying that Christ inside his boat. He might be proud of being the one who Christ came to his house yesterday, and nowadays he is in his boat, so he is different. Then, you know, now St. Peter was considered a servant. And I'm speaking to many of the servants of you. Servant is not the stage of filling with the Spirit. Actually, no. Most of us can serve, but still we are on phase two, the second step, not the final step. Because he let go with the boat, he helped the Lord Jesus Christ by making him use his boat. So he shared the service in a way. He just gave his boat to Christ to serve from. But you know, his heart is not of a servant. His heart is full of fish, is full of money, is full of failures, is full of frustrations. He is tired because he spent the whole night trying to get fish and he couldn't. So he is not happy, although he is serving. This kind of washing the nets, you know, mean that many of you can come closer, but still he is bored, he is angry from others, maybe successful people, and he still think, is there any way, any benefit of coming nearer to Christ? Wasn't better for me to go home and have a good sleep after this night? I don't think St. Peter was focusing much on the words of the Lord himself. Then another order came. I think our Lord Jesus Christ used to give long sermons, by the way, not like ours. He used to say many hours sermon, and people were enjoying this. So it might be like 3 or 4 hours giving a sermon from the boat, and St. Peter is, you know, a sleepy person, and he think of going home anytime, and he just dreaming of, please finish so I can go home to have good nap. But you know, when he finished, our Lord Jesus Christ stared at him and said the second advice: launch out into the deep. It was not a good surprise for him. It was not accepted psychologically, because this is not the time to ask me to do this. I'm not ready. I'm really tired. I'm really sleepy. I could hardly focus on what you were saying. So this is strange. But you know, because the Lord made many miracles the day before, and St. Peter felt in a way debted to Christ, he felt thankful to him. So he could not refute the order. He could not reject this advice. So he went deeper into the sea. And by going deeper into the sea, now he is alone with Christ. And people are getting much smaller and more far away from him and from the Lord. I'm trying to tell you the stage of how one is filled with the Spirit. First of all, he just listened to the Word of God. The second step, he makes some space between him and people, and closer space with God. The third step is to go deeper with God, away from the shore, from the land, from the people, from the his family. So, you know, at that time there was a big conflict in his mind. Jesus was not a fisherman. I am the fisherman. I know exactly what kind of fish can come in the sea and what time I can find the fish. Why he advised me in my experience? I know better than him. He is a good man. He is a man of miracles. He is a carpenter. But he is not a fisherman. I think this kind of conflict was inside his mind. But he could not utter a word. But he just said, okay. Although he was not very much convinced. Also, St. Peter was a man who cared much for people. So people looking at him going inside the sea, they will laugh at him. They were looking strangely. What are you doing, St. Peter? Are you going to fish now in the noontime? Didn't you find any fish on the night? Are you mad to try fishing at that time? So, although he was the man who cared much for people, but now he is conflicted between the order of Christ and what people are going to say. But you know, he could submit himself. He could follow the word of Christ. He could obey and went after the word of God. So the third stage will be St. Peter as an obedient guy. So the first one was just listener. Then follower, then obedient. These are the stages of a spiritual, real spiritual man. So he obeyed. But before obedience, he couldn't not saying, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So he was not very much convinced. There is always but, you know, this kind of but. But means that I'm not very much convinced. Your words are far away from the logic, from what people say, from what my mind tell me, but okay, I will follow you, not my mind, not what people say. And this is the hardest way. You know, this is a critical minute. If we can pass this stage, now we are going to be filled with the Spirit. Now we are going to enjoy our relationship with Christ. Before this minute, we know Him, but we are not enjoying Him. Before this minute, we may see miracles, but we are not part of the miracle. Before this minute, we are just ourselves, living for ourselves. But after this step, we will really be transformed. So, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. This is the word which Christ said once. This is the kind of self-denial, that you are denying yourself. You are standing against your mind, against your will. St. Peter wants to sleep. No time for sleep because Christ asked me to launch out into the deep water. So, hardly I should stand against myself at a time. And this is the main step in the depths of my spiritual life. Most probably while taking the boat inside the sea, he was thinking, what a day, what a mad guy am I, what I'm doing, following this man, this kind man, I love him, but you know, this is not a good way to do. I am quite sure that we will go inside the sea and we'll come back with no fish. But I have to follow him because he granted me many things yesterday. So most probably his mind was not totally convinced. He couldn't see, although he saw miracles, but still he couldn't believe enough. I am not sure what were they talking about. Maybe Christ kept silent for a minute. But you know, while they were inside the deep sea, St. Peter was focusing, was staring at Christ, waiting for an order. You are the one who told me to get into the sea. I'm not convinced. Just tell me when and where to throw the net. I'm not the fisherman anymore. You are the one. So he kept waiting for the third order, when and where to throw the net. And it came a minute that Christ said, now, just throw the net. And you know, in these lakes of Galilee, the water are clear and you can see easily the fish coming to the net. So St. Peter saw a miraculous coming attack by fish from everywhere around the boat, as if they are flying into the net. So he could see it clearly. This is not normal. This can never happen. I know the sea, I know the net, I know the lake. I am a fisherman for many years. What's happening is really strange. So at this minute, you know, Simon Peter saw it and he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me. Most probably because he accused Christ in his mind, because he was not happy doing this. So he felt so bad towards himself. He felt guilty that how much bad am I? Because I was telling in my mind that you are pushing me in a wrong way. So he knelt down saying, depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. This word of depart from me, you know, he did not mean it by word. He meant that I do not worth your stay in my boat. I'm a bad guy. I do not deserve your interest, your care. You gave me a lot. You gave me miracles yesterday. You gave me this glory of having you as a friend. Nowadays, today you gave me another glory of having you inside my boat. But more and more and more, and now you are giving me the fish which I dreamt of. So he felt so much covered by the richness of Christ, by the love of Christ. That's why he felt so bad against himself. Let's think again of where are the people now. They are standing very much far from him. I think in this minute he cannot see anyone but Christ. And this is an important point. This is the point of transformation. When you cannot see anyone but Christ. In this minute when he knelt down in the boat, he couldn't see anyone. He could see only the beloved Jesus who made everything miraculously for himself. So, people are very far and no way to compare myself now with any fisherman or with myself in any other stages. I don't care what people say, I just care for my beloved friend Jesus. So the last step, Saint Peter is, you know, is a fisherman of men. Because when he said so, the last order came. Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid, from now on you will catch men. So in order to be filled with the Spirit, just listen carefully to the Word of God. Stay just little away from people to focus. Be obedient whatever the commandment is. And repent. Confess that you are doing bad and you do not deserve this kind of love. After all of these steps, you will be called to be man of God. You will be called to live your life not for yourself anymore. And this is the outcome of filling by the Spirit. You can easily differentiate between people living by their flesh and people living by the Spirit by this point. People living by or in the flesh, living their life for themselves. But people living with the Spirit, guided with the Spirit to live their life for others, for the mission, for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, for the will of God. So this is the last point in this, that he asked him to go after him to fish men. Although the net was full, and it was never as full as this day, but he felt more happy to follow Christ and ignore the net and the fish and the boat and everyone. This is the minute of real transformation, you know. He used another boat of his friends. Maybe for the future he should know the lesson of sharing the service with others, that he cannot make it himself with God alone. He needs others. He needs the church. But while coming back to the shore, now people are appearing again. He is coming back to see people. But wait a minute, people are different now. people with the story, with the start of the story, were like his competitors. He was scared from people. He cared very much for their opinions. He was not loving these people. But now, while coming back to the shore, the people are the fish. I'm going to live my life to fish these people. I'm going to live my life to show the mercy and love of God to these people. So he left everything. He followed him and he went searching for souls. This is the kind of change happening with the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit covers your mind and fills your heart, you will feel that you are nothing but love. You love everyone, you care for everyone, you wish that everyone knows God, and you pray for everyone. Again, it started like a listener, then being a servant, but not from the heart. The third was obedient, and the fourth was a repentant man, and the last step was an evangelist. So the Spirit will take you step by step. Just don't stay where you are. You need to step forward another step to know the will of God. Glory to God. Amen. When do you know that we love God enough, not just words, to be able to preach His name? You know, the story of loving God takes the whole life. You are touched by the love of God. But for this love to take all the heart, all the mind, all the power, as commanded, that love your God from all your heart, all the mind, all the power, you know, this will take the whole life. So we are growing in loving God. And we can, you know, evaluate our love. Let me ask you this question just to share. What are the indicators by which you can evaluate the degree of your love to God? Please share me. I'm asking you. How can one evaluate his love to God? Go ahead, please. No, excuse me. Yes. Yeah, one of the indicators that how much you love others, because by loving people, it goes parallel to the love of God. If you love God more, you love people more. Good one. Yes, go ahead. Yes. When you love somebody, you like to spend more time with him. So when you love God, you love prayer. So if you do not love prayer, you still do not love God enough. But when you start to love prayer, it's a good sign that you start to love God more. Another point? You can just stand up and speak. Any more comment? Go ahead, Habib. Yeah, another good point. When you love somebody, you used to speak about him. So, when you love God, you start to speak about God. You start preaching in any way. It's a good point. What other points we can evaluate our love to God by? You said prayer, you said loving people, you said preaching. Go ahead. Yes. No, I cannot listen.
When you give up something for him?
Yeah. Also another good point, that by letting go many things mean that you are growing in love. when you care much for the money or for whatever belonging and you are still care for the materials, you know, you still, your love is little. But you can easily let go when you love God more. Any other points? Can anyone write down these good points? If anyone can write after them. Go ahead.
I think if you can learn to forgive, if you can, yani, if you can love people that are hurting you, yani.
He cannot what?
If you can love people who hurt you or who upset you, can forgive.
Hulya Temer.
If you can love people who hate you and if you can forgive those who hurt you.
You mean forgiveness? Yes. The level of forgiveness is getting higher, stronger. You can forgive easily. When you love God more, you can forgive people easily, easier than before. Yes, Ebuna, go ahead, please. Tamer, it's Ebuna, please. Ebuna.
I think it's Ebuna, you tend to listen more and you speak less. So the more you get closer to Christ, you listen more.
Yeah.
And you speak less.
Thank you, Buna. It's a nice one. When you love God more, you listen more and speak less. Or you speak more with God, less with people. So it's another point in evaluation our love to God. Yeah, any more comments? Yes, go ahead. I wish all of you share, please. In Cairo, when there is a meeting for the youth, all the hands are up, you know. So please make it easy for me that anyone express himself. And we are a big family, so take it easy, please. Yes.
When you feel you are very much care about the salvation of others.
When you care more for the salvation of others, because this is the main goal of God. So when you focus on the salvation of others, and this was the end of the story of St. Peter, that he pushed him to work with him at a fishman, to fish men. So this is the end of anyone who is filled with the Spirit, that he care for the salvation of others. Yes, go ahead. Would you please take care of the الدوشة من فضلك يا منال.
Oh, you cannot stop your mind to stop thinking in heaven and eternal life in general.
Yeah, when you love God more, you think more of heaven than thinking of earth. You care more for the kingdom of heaven than the kingdom of earth. You care more for the future more than the present time. Any other points? To evaluate your level of love. Yes, go ahead, madam. Yeah, you love his place, you love his home. So when you love God more, you love his church, you love the liturgy, you love to get the communion, to have the communion. So all this will be like points of evaluation. Other points? No, wait. To finish this point, please. Khalas, go ahead.
So what is the expected length of each stage, like listening, going deeper to see the people is a bit smaller and then go to the depths to be with God?
I think it's always relative. There is no one form of this kind of upgrading or changing from level to the other. Sometimes people may stay many years just listening, coming to the church and going home and living their life for themselves, and they do not think of God more than this. And it comes like a day that they think deeper and they care to obey and they go into the sea. So I don't think there is any kind of classic form for this. Yes, Habib. What?
A need for repentance.
Need
for repentance.
You mean this is another point to evaluate love? Yeah. When you love God, you care to please Him. So you stay away from any sin. And when it comes to any sin, you feel sad, you feel bad. You do not like to commit any sin. So you easily, you rapidly, you quickly repent. So when you run to repent, when you reject any sinful act, this is a good sign of love of God. But when you stay in sin, this is a bad sign that you do not care for God. Go ahead. Any more comment on this? There's another question. Fihana, comment? Okay. Another question. When Peter denied Jesus, Jesus looked at Peter in his eyes. Was Jesus upset with Peter or what? I do not know. We should ask the Lord Himself. But in my opinion, the Lord looked at his eyes just to tell him, wait, I still love you. This is my feeling. Because he knew that Saint Peter will cry bitterly because of what he had done. So the Lord wanted to tell him, even if you denied me, I still love you. Don't worry. Don't go to feel that bad, because you know the story of Yahuza. So he was very much careful to save him from this bad feeling of despair. Another question. What is your opinion on marriage from Christians, other denominations? I don't think it's very much related to the story of Saint Peter, but okay, no problem. In my opinion, we can marry any good Christian who love our church and who can share our life, our Christian life, aiming at catching the kingdom of heaven. It's not the story of which denomination and which cult and was he an Egyptian or not. It's the story of was he a man or a woman of God that I can share life with to go to the kingdom of heaven. We all live to get the kingdom of heaven. This is the final goal. So in whatever decision, we should focus on this. So I'm not against any mixed marriage unless it will take you away from the church to a secular life, not into Christ. How can I change for the better? You know, simply, you can change for the better, first of all, by reading the Bible and trying to obey the commandments of God. The Word of God can change anyone. The Word of God can change you. And also by asking God for help. Please help me to change. I cannot change my mind. I cannot change myself. I am not strong enough to stop my lusts or to stop my desires. So please help me. So by praying and Bible reading, these are the two main pillars of changing oneself. Also, we need the church, we need the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of communion, having a good father of confession to push me, to help me, to encourage me, to pray for me and with me. Having friends from the church will help me to go the nice way, the right way, not the bad way. So all this will help you to change. How can I read in the Bible often? better to fix some time for the Bible, either early in the morning or at night, and you know, to dedicate like 20 minutes or 30 minutes regularly, daily for the Bible. By spending time with the Bible and memorizing some of the verses and meditation and praying, I think tomorrow I'm going to tell you how to read the Bible. But simply you have to give some time and to concentrate and to focus. So by doing this, you will feel different from others and you will feel going deeper in your relationship with God. Faith or grace, what began to work within St. Peter's heart? You know, nobody can tell exactly whether he started or the grace started, but let me put this clear, that Christ went to him. So all with the start from Christ. Christ went to him and asked him to make use of his boat. This was the start of the story. So usually we believe that God started. God is trying with us. And whatever we do, we respond to the grace. The grace is pushing us the right way and we are just responding to the grace of God by doing good things like praying, like repenting. And by the way, the mobile is prohibited. Another question, how can we hear God's voice when He is telling us to throw our nets? Okay. For example, when you are waiting for God's voice when taking a decision. Okay. It's a common good question. When you take a decision, first of all, you have to pray. And not once, you know. You just pray honestly, God, I need your decision. It's not mine, I'm yours. Please, push me the right way. Just by praying, sometimes some of the doors are closed. So it's easy now to choose because there is no open door but one. So God may enter this way. Also, by reading the Bible, you can know the will of God. By filling your mind with the Word of God, this kind of purification happening, enlightenment. And this enlightenment helps you to see clearly what exactly suits you, what is the right decision in this or that. So first of all, spend time in praying. Second, read the Bible. The third point, if you still, you know, hesitant and you cannot see clearly what is the right decision, why don't you take the advice of your father of confession? Because he cares for you, he is the man of God, he prays, he can tell you this is better, I'm not happy with this, so he will advise or guide you. The last point I would mention, that give time, don't rush, especially with the big decisions, don't take it quickly. Give some time. Because only by time, things are getting clearer. You can see that this choice is much better than this one. So it's easy to choose. So please take these four steps: praying, reading the Bible, going to the Father of Confession, giving time. I think by doing these four, you can easily guided by the voice of God. Can we be saved without baptism? According to the word of our Lord in John chapter 3, no. We need to be born again. And the meaning of being born again means to be baptized. And you know, remember Nicodemus when he was harsh, telling Christ, you want me to be born again from the womb of my mother? He answered, no, I'm not speaking about physical birth. I'm speaking about spiritual birth from the spirit and the water. So the water here stands for the baptism. And nobody can see the kingdom of heaven without this. And when you read the book of Acts, you can see clearly that when the whoever preaching the word of God, people accept the word of God, believe in him, the saint or the apostle were always asking the people after believing to be baptized. So this kind of essential step in salvation. Accepting Christ is the first step, but not the final step.